Oops, hold on.
I'm the devil on your shoulder. On the other shoulder. Don't worry. We're not. I'm actually singing this song. The devil on your shoulder.
As soon as we went on the air, it dropped by one. There's only six.
I was still around that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped listening. It sounded boring. Like,
hey, sissies. Call in.
Hey, 505-796. Sorry. Oh, no, go ahead.
Rappy, what? Did he call you back?
Rappy's saying this one's for the kids, just to me and Matt.
Oh, like, man. Acapella. I missed it.
Yeah, dude. He did it just for, it was just us. Like, yeah, he did the kids for us, like, live.
I miss all the best stuff. And it wasn't recorded,
I bet. I don't know. Gunner, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like auto-record. And then he also sang something else. I can't remember. What was the other one?
Dude. He has so much fun. He's like, let's do another call. Let's do another call. Let's do another call.
He's such a noob. He says he's going to go to DEF CON.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like yeah. he swears to me he's going to go to DEF CON.
We should get him to do a show.
Yeah, you should somehow get him to contact, like, the DEF CON people to perform.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is he really, like, is that really his target audience?
He can just do it, nerd. Yeah, he's a fucking white rapper. Nerds love that.
Well, he is nerdcore, technically.
Is he? No, not really. He doesn't.
No,
he doesn't
not.
Know how to.
He's not all about.
He's very
D&D.
He's funny,
well,
but
he's nerdcore.
He's very untechnical. You know, like, he doesn't know things.
But he's geeky.
Yeah, but in a
Schaefer the Dark Lord's what geeky?
Whoever has money, that's what genre he is. If you want to spend money on him.
Yeah. That'd be awesome if he was at DEF CON.
That would be. I think it's going to be fun.
Tombstone, you need to go to DEF CON.
Ride with that other broad from Canada.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You need to go to DEF CON.
Oh, I'm fucking all about it.
You think you'll make it?
Yeah, definitely.
Roxy seems to, like, be pretty sure of herself of making it.
Well, nobody cares about Roxy anymore because we got that Samantha broad.
Who cares about her? Roxy's cooler than Samantha.
Samantha actually lives in my city.
So, yeah, I know. I told her, I'm like, hey, you should go meet Tombstone.
Yeah, because when we called your number today.
Break him.
She was like, oh my god. I think she thought we were calling, like, her neighbors or something. She, like, kind of wigged out.
Yeah, I added her on Facebook. I was talking to Samantha and was like, thank God, we finally got a replacement for Roxy.
Oh, man, last night, Samantha started imitating Roxy, like, screaming at her kids during an interview. That was so great.
She's stepping right up to the plate, man.
Yeah, but she's not Roxy.
Where did
Samantha
come from?
I don't know. She showed up on my Facebook, and I started chatting with her.
Weird.
And
now she's everywhere. She says she's going to DEF CON.
Yeah,
she's
definitely going to DEF CON.
She's got a bed for me and you, Brad.
She's booked her hotel and everything already.
Yeah, she's got a bed for us.
Yeah, her and one and me and you and the other.
Yeah, exactly. That's all right. I'll just curl up by your feet like your pet. And shit my pants.
By the way, a piece of advice. Don't eat a french fry that has been left in the plate on top of your desk for a week. Don't do it. It'll
Thanks,
hurt your teeth.
Tombstone.
Teen suicide. Don't do it. Remember that in Heather's, the big fun song that was the hit? Teen
Rappy
suicide.
McRapperson is up.
Oh, is he? He was texting me when I was at roller derby.
No, like he's up right now on the computer because I, like, you know, Rappy McRapperson changed his profile photo 45 seconds ago.
Ah, I see.
Call him.
He needs to get, like, a Skype account.
No. Well, he has one. He needs a mic.
How does he not have a microphone? He's a singer, rapper guy.
I think he goes to the studio for that, though.
Oh, yeah. Why would you go to a studio? There's computers.
Call him on his phone.
No. I don't think he's online anymore.
Yeah, he'll pick up his phone, though.
I wouldn't pick it up. I wouldn't call him too late.
Oh, no, he's
fan then.
He stays
alive. He talked to us at, like, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, he stays up late. He sleeps till like 5 or something in the afternoon.
He was getting out of church at like 12:45 in the morning, he said. He's always got something to do with church.
Yeah, what's church up going with that?
I wonder if that's like a wink-wink church.
I wonder if it's a black church. Hallelujah!
Oh, no. I mean, I wonder if it's like the bar or something.
All right, let me look and see what's on Craigslist.
We should hook up Samantha and Rappy. I think Rappy could use a hookup.
Plantains.
What's that?
Matt, tell Brad about the plantain thing.
Oh, the freak out guy? Let me see. Do you still have his number?
Somewhere, yeah. But I called this guy and I asked his wife if she still had the plantains, and her husband grabbed the phone. He's like, I'm going to fucking shoot your head off with a shotgun.
And then he's like, I'm going to cut your dick off and put it in your mouth. And I'm like, whoa, hang on. I've always wanted to do that. I'm like, I've always wanted to blow myself. You can help me out with that? You son of a bitch. Are you in whatever town? He's like, I'll meet you up in some mall. Yeah.
He said, we'll see you there. We're in a van.
And we kept calling him a pussy and shit. And he was like all fired up. He's probably he's probably arrested for bashing windows out of some like fucking goddamn van.
We told him his wife was cheating. And he got all really quiet. He's like, what? Really? Really?
I'm like, you need to dust that old pussy off here and there.
Didn't you add his contact here? I'll look up his number.
And I didn't add it.
Hey, remember the sheet metal guy? Let's call him a scrap metal. We should call him right now.
By the way, I'm Brad. While you're calling him, what do you want me to look up? I'm looking up ads on Craigslist for people who have their numbers up. Some people are selling cars. Some people are selling Xbox games. What do you want?
I don't know. You pick.
Snowplows?
Yeah, snowplows are awesome.
Okay, I'll look up snowplows.
We called this scrap metal guy. Was it last night? And his wife answered. She's like, I will not wake him up. He's got to go to work in 3 hours.
Yeah, you wake now. It's been 3 hours.
To simply leave your message, press 1. Otherwise, to hear it, press 2. To re-record the message, press 3. If you need something else...
Let's try her again. Oh, crud.
Gunner, do you remember what the guy's area code was?
Yeah, I sent it to Brad and you.
Oh, okay, so, cool.
I sent it to
a snowplow.
Okay.
This guy's awesome. Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Ask about the plantains, Brad.
Wait, I don't even know what he's selling.
What's a plantain? What's...
It's a banana.
It's a banana.
Oh.
And a nigger banana, like a big one.
Oh.
Actually, they're smaller.
No, if you work it. No, they're way bigger.
Oh.
In my opinion. I don't know, niggers.
Was that the number? The 618?
No, that's the sheet scrap metal guy.
The niggers at the grocery store would always complain to me.
You really want to say sheet metal, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
The niggers at the grocery store would always complain to me. When to be planting coming in?
We're unavailable to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message with your name, number, and the reason for your call, and we'll call you back as soon as possible.
That's the snowplow guy.
Thank you again for calling Subright Lighting, and have a great day.
Subright Lighting? Hello, I'm calling about your snowplow. I just have a question. I'm hoping you can call me back. My number is 505-796-4020. My main problem is that I need to know why snow doesn't rhyme with plow, because they're spelled the same, but they don't sound the same. It's weird. So please give me a call back. Thank you. My name is Roy. Okay.
Now, there's some snowplow ads with just the piece to put on a truck.
Oh, that's good enough.
Things you laugh.
What do you want those ads?
I know how to make Matt sad.
Oh, no, don't. Oh.
Poor Matt.
Oh, here's a snowplow service.
He's like Pavlov's dog. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's call it. Salivate and or
$25. That's a fucking ripoff. $25. call that residential snowplow. Are you looking for someone to plow your driveways? Ooh, what do you mean by that? For affordable rates?
Wink, wink, wink.
You don't need to sign up for a contract. Pay for each time you need a driveway plowed, starting from $25.
Gunnar, are you half asleep?
No, he's totally asleep.
Are you half asleep?
Hello?
Oh, hey, I'm calling about the snowplow.
Buddy, what time is it?
I don't know. Who cares what time it is? But I just have a question about the snowplow. Hello?
Yeah, what's your question?
Oh, hey, could you tell me why... Okay, I mean, they're spelled kind of the same, like S-N-O-W, P-L-O-W. Why don't they rhyme, snow and plow? Shouldn't they rhyme?
Yeah, but shouldn't you have a better thing to do in life, man?
Well, I have some questions.
Shouldn't you have a better thing than pick up the phone this late if you're such a cranky bitch?
He's gone.
Sorry to step on your nose there, buddy.
Oh, and I was doing so good, too.
Yeah.
I'm posting the ad so you guys can see it.
Right. Hey, we got...
Please leave a detailed message along with your number, and I'll call you back.
Hack it.
We don't hack machines. What are you talking about?
It's just great to say.
Yeah. It's just an expression. We don't actually ever do that.
Yeah.
Snowplows go for $1,200? Wow.
That sounds right.
Yeah. That's twice what my car cost.
Dude, I could buy like a fucking shovel for $50.
but you're a lazy goddamn half black.
That's true.
Poor Toomsy. I'll hug ya.
Oh. You want a snowplow like this, Brad? Like a one that you put on a car?
Yeah, I want to put one on my Ford Focus.
Here's a number here. No. It's a truck with the plow. It's ten. It's
That's even better. That's manly.
$9,000.
Tell him you'll give him $500.
2003 Suburban, 6-liter engine.
Oh,
blah,
wow,
blah, blah, blah.
That's
truck
cool.
Has never plowed before.
It's got like a little thing in the middle of the between the seats. That's cool. I want one of those.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great for a rampage.
You could plow cop cars out of the way.
Yeah. Have you watched that movie yet? Rampage?
Where he puts on the metal suit? Of course I have.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, I watched it because of you. I downloaded it like the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a cool movie.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system. 4-1. Oh.
What a polite young lady.
What the fuck is that, Brad? Like, click that ad. What is that on top of it? Is it like a cover?
Gunner.
Wake up. That's funny.
I'm awake, dude. What's up?
Nothing.
Why are you so quiet?
No reason. What?
We woke him up.
No, dude. I'm actually...
What happened? It said something, not enough something? Like it flashed
call up? Call dropped. It said call dropped.
Brad, what does this look like to you?
Oh, what are you telling me to click on?
The last link I sent you.
Okay. Oh,
I see two snowplows, and is it a cover for a snowplow, or what?
Oh my god, it's like it's like an umbrella.
Does it look like it would... Oh, shit. Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's got walls on it.
In front of a person. Yeah.
Can you see that, Matt?
Oh, a snowblower with the where you can walk behind it with a little tent.
Yeah, it's like you're inside a tent while you're snowblowing.
Yeah, I've seen those.
That's weird. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but...
Dude, that's a sweet way.
Wow.
That is a sweet life. That's a good phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, the sweet life of Zach and Cody.
No, it's a sweet lick.
Oh, yeah.
$2,000? No, wait.
Hello,
I have a question about your snowblower.
Sure.
Well, it's a snowplow, right? Or is it a snowblower? Oh, I can't use that joke, can I? Why does it have a tent attached to it? That's silly.
A tent?
Yeah, it's got the plastic walls around
it. Have you ever used a snowblower in the wind?
Yeah, it looks like it makes sense, but like you look like a dork. Did you use it like that, and did you look like a dork when you used it?
No, that's why we're selling it.
Because it made you look like a dork?
Is that why you're calling? Because you want to look like a dork?
No, I already look like a dork. I don't need the snowplow to help me.
Okay, so I take it you don't want it then.
No, I'll give you $200 for it.
That's funny.
I just want the tent because it looks like a phone booth.
You just want the tent.
It looks like a phone booth.
That's a good one, man. That's a good one. I'm actually taking the thing back to the farm tomorrow.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Because we couldn't sell it, so, you know.
But I'm going to buy it, $200.
Yep, I'm taking it back to the farm. It's like an 8 horsepower. It's pretty good unit.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
plus, I live in Nevada, and we don't really have much snow.
Oh, that's good. So, nothing going on in Nevada? You're just cruising the internet? And
yeah, pretty much. Looking at dorky snowblowers.
This guy fucking rocks.
Hey, I'll smoke another bowl for you. How's that?
Oh, thanks. You're the best.
God right, bless, buddy. Guys.
All right, bye. You too. Bye. That was the coolest guy ever.
We get a lot of those.
I think Matt has competition for his laugh.
I think we need to write down his number and like just put him on the show every once in a while.
Laughing snowplow.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just smoking another bowl.
Yeah, snow amblo.
Speaking of that.
Nothing. Gunner is back online.
Yeah, where is he just... Yeah, what happened? That was weird.
He's coming and going, man.
Maybe he thinks we hung up on him.
No, he said that he was going to the store, but now he's back online. He was like a lot of people calling, talking, so I was just listening in. Now I'm going to the store.
Oh, he's calling me.
Another ad. There's another ad for a snowplow.
Hi.
There he is.
We didn't hang up on you. What happened?
Oh, you hung up on me.
No, it just... Like, I didn't touch anything. It said something. I couldn't read it.
Call drop.
Call drop.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
See? He didn't believe me.
Who are we calling?
Angelina. The hooker that Jen always calls. But she never answers.
The Hollywood movie actress.
Yeah, I needed to delete her from my list.
Me and Snow White are going to get high sometime next weekend.
Wow.
She got some weed.
That's crazy. I thought you
she got some of that marijuana
that
I've been hearing about. all the kids are talking.
Canadian Royal Mounted Police, hear that?
She wants me to roll a blunt.
No way.
We need to have, we have movie night. We need to have weed night where we all get on cam and smoke together.
I think we can combine that with movie night.
Yeah, we could. I don't know.
I think we should have chemical night or substance night.
Yeah, anything night, just fuck yourself Black up night. And we'll have people
get fucked up night.
Yeah,
everybody be sloppy.
I think weed night sounds cool, but yeah,
it does, but I'd like it to include nowhere everything. Indoors that I could do that.
Yeah,
and there's 2 feet of snow outside.
Oh, just take a walk down the street and smoke with your.
But then I can't do it on cam.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I could, but that's super awkward. They'll probably re-break my fucking ankle.
Akison says we're live. I'm on the phone losers tiny chat.
Hey, can you call that crazy guy? I don't know if you tried to call him already.
Oh, no,
no. He didn't.
Oh, sure. Gunner, did you listen to our snowplow call?
Yeah, I just heard it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
What was it? It was 2-something, right? Yeah, 205, Brad.
That's Alabama.
Oh, he reeks of Alabama. Here.
.205. I see it.
2.
I wasn't sure if I looped that part.
Plantains.
I make all my own loops.
Talk to the faggot husband.
Plantains? Is that what it's called?
Plantains.
Oh, okay.
Or you can just ask why the faggot hasn't shown up at the mall parking lot yet. I guess we could field that one. Oh, no, they ain't picking up.
And forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2055348.
I wanted it to be quiet.
This makes prank calls so much more exciting.
Driller. Did you ever see the porn Thriller called Driller?
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome, dude. There's dancing in it and everything. I think she turned that bitch off.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2055.
Hang up.
I'm spamming the chat with snowplows. Or snowplows. Or snow plows.
I like Snowplow.
I appreciate your try, Brad. I guess they're not going to answer.
Oh, yeah, I tried twice.
He probably threw that fucking phone against the wall and was beating her.
It's a snow blow and a snow plow. That's the real question.
Hey, baby. Somebody doesn't like Michael Jackson. What happened?
Yeah, they're trying to sell something called a blower.
Hello? Hello?
What's up, shitheel?
I think we startled them.
I think you did with your snow blow.
I guess they don't want to win the money on the radio station. Grand
KBBL
prize
brings you all your snow plow money needs.
91.9 K plow.
Someone has a John Deere tractor for $21,000 with a snow plow on.
Classy. Hey, they're talking.
Hello. Maybe I should turn off the music. I don't even know how.
Wait, you're an effeminate snowblower. It's cool.
Here, I'll call someone that has a brand new phone number on Facebook.
Yeah.
Why?
Later. Because that's always fun.
We might get to hack things.
No. We'll get to accidentally press buttons in the correct order. And accidentally record.
Are you really worried? I don't even know if that's a crime, is it?
Oh, I haven't told you things, Matt. I've heard some things about that.
Oh, well, I'll stop saying hacking.
Things regarding us and, yeah, I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. Go to music.
Hey, baby.
What is it?
Is this Lynn? Lin Wang?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you got a new phone number.
Yeah, who is it?
Oh, my name's Roy. I saw your post on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just call you all the time and we're gonna like talk and be friends.
Oh.
So I wanna talk to you for about another 2 hours right now. Starting now.
Oh, I can do it 2 a.m. here.
It's okay. I'm not
tired.
Can
you give me that snatch?
I'm not tired at all. So, I hear that on January 29th, you were so sleepy.
Yeah, I'm so sleepy right now. So.
Oh, no, on January 29th, you were too. Apparently, this is a recurring problem.
Do you want to take 500 flowers for 2 hours?
Can you just call me another time? Because I'm really sleepy.
2 hours, 500 flowers.
Do you remember on December 25th when you had to wake up at 3 a.m.? It was just a dream, though. Please, no more crying.
This other one is still on, I believe.
Remember December 18th when you felt lonely?
Hey, this other one is still on.
$91.9 K plow caller, go ahead. $500 grand prize.
Yeah, fucking brain aneurysm as they picked up the phone.
Oh, Lynn hung up, didn't she? Oh, wait, no, yeah. Lynn's still on. Wait, no.
Yeah.
No, it's 905 that's on. Who was that anyway? Snowplow?
I don't know. Snowplow. Yeah, but they made one or two little noises. I think they went back to sleep.
Let's hit touch tones and wake them up.
Add them to the listener total.
Can maybe if I play music real loud.
Well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.
Wake up.
Let's make love tonight. Get up.
All night. Holy shit, Honda makes snowblowers for like $2,000?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They make everything with motors. They make kick-ass generators.
What do you smoke out of, a bowl or a zigzag?
A bowl, depends. Like any real one. And you're a real smoker.
Bowl.
Here is not a snow plow, but it's a service. They do everything. Holy shit.
Oh, wink, wink.
Here's the number.
They do everything?
I think Honda is just one guy in Japan. He builds everything. He's just really industrious. And he just has a factory. It's one guy sitting there.
Holy crap. It's crazy.
Seriously.
I didn't know that. They should.
And Toyota is like his retarded brother, you know?
Hey, yeah. Toyota makes good stuff.
Who is this for? Oh, yeah. If you need a job.
Snowplow service. I got the link with it. Vancouver.
You talk to him then. Have fun.
Who's
you
talking?
Canadian.
Ask him why it doesn't rhyme. That's important.
Hello, Rob? Rob? Rob?
People are being creepy.
Rob?
Yeah, what's it? There's like all this, like, and Rab? The other like, just, creep is still on the line.
They're fucking with us.
Rab? Okay, he's gone.
Yeah, but this other one's still here. Sitting there like a fucking boil.
Robert's such a cool name because there's so many nicknames. Robert, there's Dick, there's Bob. Like, you got like five
Dick
names
is
in one
for
name.
Rob. Dick yeah. is for Richard.
I don't care.
Yeah, shut up, Tombstone.
If I was Robert, I'd want people to call me Dick.
Rob's awesome because it means to steal from someone.
That's right.
So that's what makes it the best name ever.
That's right. You steal your baby from the hospital and then you name it Rob.
But but B looks like a squished together 13, which is unlucky number. And if anyone's named Bob, it means they're really unlucky.
Oh, you believe in that. You believe in luck.
He goes to church too.
Jesus.
Praise be to Vishnu.
Allah Akbar.
Vishnu.
Yeah, whatever. I'm chopping off your head and screaming Allah Akbar while I do it.
Hello?
Rosa.
Yes?
Hey, which concert are you going to tomorrow?
What's this?
It's Roy. Which concert are you going to see tomorrow that you're super excited about?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to go, I think it's in Valley View Casino.
Oh, who is it?
It's like a whole bunch of Mexican bands.
Oh, I love Mexican bands.
Mariachi bands?
Do
they have little tiny guitars?
No.
Hey, remember last week when you burned out your battery on your phone, on your BlackBerry?
Yeah.
That sucked. I felt so bad for you.
Yeah. I know. The thing was that I, like, dropped it, and then, I don't know, the battery was kind of fat, and then, like, the sides of the battery got really scraped, so it just doesn't work at all.
You're lucky it didn't explode.
I don't know, but I got a new one now, so I'm happy.
Those were crazy days. I'm glad it works now.
Yeah. So, do I have you, like, on Facebook or something?
No, no, I'm just a stalker.
No, you posted on a www. When you post on a www, that's the World Wide Web, more than just your phone.
You're on the wrong web.
Oh, okay.
You want to go on a face web, not the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Because then creepers can find you. And look at all your pictures and trade them around illicit sites and give out your address and your phone number for cash and prizes. Ding, ding, ding.
Really? That's not good.
Well, you're the one that did it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to undo that.
With your little fat battery.
Okay,
does anyone ever make you feel like you're living the teenage dream?
Yeah, my boyfriend does all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of figured, I don't know, just
hey,
the way
hey,
you two are.
Hey, can I ask you a question? What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Because I need something to do for Valentine's Day. I got chocolates, and I got a gift.
But the teenage dream boy.
What do girls like for Valentine's Day? I got chocolates, I got gifts, and I want to take her to Boston Pizza, maybe, because it's kind of cheap, you know? But.
Girls are pretty simple. Chocolate, flowers, a nice dinner, and a movie.
Oh, God.
That's like typical Valentine's Day, and that's what most girls like.
Nah, see, my girl's a princess. I do that for her every weekend. Valentine's Day needs to be over the top.
Over the top. Okay, I suggest a romantic, like, candlelight dinner at the beach. That's, like,
16 at the beach
bed.
In Canada. The beach is, like, frozen.
Oh. Well, not over here, it's not.
Aw.
Well, maybe you can go stay with her.
I don't know.
We got her address.
Well, I don't know. That's my best
success. Do you know what I'm going to do? If we end up breaking up, I'm going to go there, and I might suck your dick if you let me.
At the Chargers game.
Yeah. I'll suck your dick.
Wow, you're funny.
But it's totally up to you. It's not a threat.
Hottest little tranny on Facebook.
It's not a threat or anything. It's not a threat.
Hey,
you know, if you let me, I'd suck your dick.
Can you tell us what a kasuda is?
A what?
A kasuda.
Oh, that's a secret word I use.
What is it, though? I don't get it. Can you tell me
the secret word?
Tell me the secret.
No, I'm not going to tell you the secret because it's my secret.
What's a bukkake?
It can be our secret.
No.
What's bukkake? That's a big
No. I want her to tell me.
I want to hear it from her.
No.
Remember when you went to karaoke and Naomi sang her heart out?
Yeah.
Let's get Naomi on the line and ask her about it.
I like Eddie Murphy's songs. Party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. That's good.
Wow.
Hey, why doesn't snow and plow rhyme?
This is important.
Tell us and you'll win the grand prize. $25 million in Euro bucks.
I have no clue.
Really? Not even a hint? Like, if you try, we'll give you, like, $2.
What's the answer?
They just don't.
Oh, shit. We're asking you why.
We were looking for the answer because the American language is stupid. But, you know, you failed that even. It's going to be sad when your boyfriend breaks up with you again because he's been cheating.
It'll be like that time you were super sick for 3 days without work.
Yeah, by the way, I told him I had to clap, but that's after we had sex, and I don't know if he had sex with him. So you got the clap, and not the fun kind.
Oh, gosh.
We'll go ahead and call you off of work Monday. So can we call Sunday night?
Can we call you every night?
You can call me every night, but I don't think I'll answer every night.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and call you off of work a lot, and then you'll have a lot of free time.
Yeah. By the way, what is a spiky green plant?
What is a spiky green plant?
Yeah, it grows in the desert. What is it?
A cactus? I don't know.
Okay. Spell play without the Y.
P-L-A?
Awesome.
That was better than the Legends attempt. You know, People's Liberation Army?
Yeah, that was a bit much. He's talking to a convenience store worker and
Now, can you say play rocks, but don't say the Y on play. Spell play without the Y and say play rocks.
Why?
Just do it. You'll win a stone plow.
Without the Y.
Yeah. It sounds all happy and stuff like OMG.
I'm out of it. Thank you.
Ready, set, go.
Can you say smoking weed with the play without the Y?
But you have to spell it.
I can't say it.
I can't say it?
No. I can't say it. You can. like P Los Angeles.
It's okay. We're not recording. We promise.
Yeah, don't say Los Angeles, but like P Los Angeles. Like OMG, P Los Angeles rocks. Smoking weed every day. With the play. Can you do that? Let's do that.
What?
Smoking weed every day with the play.
Jesus
Christ. Just say that. Get ready.
You just did it.
I know I did. Let's go.
Yeah. Because he's as dumb as a box of rocks.
Smoking weed every day, what?
Smoking weed every day with the PLA.
Smoking weed every day with PLA?
That's close enough.
No, the PLA.
The PLA.
Now start over from the beginning.
Smoke weed every day.
No, come on. Say it.
No.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay, you need to say just say with the PLA after he plays the clip.
Smoke weed every day.
I didn't get it.
Oh God, you're so fucking stupid.
Just say go away PLA, and we'll leave you alone.
Go away PLA.
Wait, one more time.
With more determination. Don't question it.
Yeah, like you're angry.
I'm not angry. I'm not an angry person.
Well, fuck you. Get angry. Or I'm going to spit in your eye. Puh.
Oh, gosh. You're
all right.
Funny.
Say it again.
Say what again?
The thing you said before.
Go away. Christ. No wonder she goes to fucking Beaner concerts.
It was fine.
Say go away, PLA, and I'll lick you.
I don't want you to lick me.
Well,
okay,
I won't lick
you. Say it and we'll leave you alone.
Okay, go away.
No, fuck. Go away, PLA.
Go away, PLA.
More determination, woman.
Go away, PLA.
Do it more, or I'll lick your boyfriend.
I don't want you to lick my boyfriend.
I'll lick him. I'll lick him.
Go away, PLA.
That's good enough.
Yeah, that works. We can play around with that.
God bless.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
We'll call you tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, God. Have a fun night thanking people.
We will.
God, this girl is dumber than a sack of bricks, but at least she can follow orders.
Kinda. Like,
well, she follows them. She fails at following them, but at least she tries.
She tries, yeah. The heart's in the right place, but holy shit.
We should call her every night.
Well, she's still on the line.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, she is?
The PLA.
This other one's still on the line.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
I got more numbers for snowplows.
He's probably the cops.
Get that one off there.
I got the numbers for snowplows.
Oh, yeah, okay, where's that?
Did this even go to voicemail, or is this dude just on there?
I think he fell asleep. He needs us to do some noise.
We made all kinds of noise.
I got three numbers there ready for you. 647, 416, and 519.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, play some music and tell me that story you were going to tell me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Me and Ernie and our listeners don't get to hear.
Yeah, they're not supposed to.
Adventures in time and space, told in future tense.
Dimension X.
The National Broadcasting Company.
It's like, I'm really parched, even though it's not summer. I need to drink a lot. It's like, what the fuck?
Cocaine party, perhaps.
Yeah. And he had like a snowstorm on his shoulders.
Did he really? Dandruff or powder?
Just like a ton of dandruff.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Class.
I felt good because he was dirtier than me. So, anyways, that's all I got to say.
No, tell us more.
Okay. Oh, good old guy.
What more? What more do you want to know? I was walking in the store and there was like cops everywhere. It was really strange.
We're on the no-fly list.
Gunner.
What's up?
Do you have bus stops with like touch screens now?
No. We don't have any of that shit here. What do you think this is? The fuck do you think this is? Canada or something?
No, I thought it was like, you know, Apple, Silicon Valley.
Yeah, yeah. I'm walking by a bus stop right now, dude. We got some kind of fucking ad for a bank and
a porn theater on the other side. America's in the toilet.
Okay, wait, we're doing snowplows.
We're doing snowplows. Doing the plows.
The number you're calling is a truck with a snowplow.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the snowplow.
Pardon?
I'm calling about the snowplow. I got like 10 feet of snow over here.
Is it?
I'm calling about the snowplow. I got like 10 feet of snow over here.
Yeah, where are you?
Can you come down here?
Down where?
I don't know.
Why does the snow and plow rhyme? S-N-O-W-P-L-O-W. It should rhyme.
You dumb. Like
words ending in I-N-G rhyme with each other. Why not L-O-W?
You hurt his brain. Does not
a truck with a snowplow.
I like where are you? I don't know.
The fuck do I know, man? I'm under a bunch of snow, you fucker. Come get Brad, me out.
Brad, you better save that angry snowplow guy. Or the laughing snowplow guy.
Did it just now happen?
No.
The one earlier.
Oh. The first one. The first couple ones.
Wow.
He started laughing with us.
That's going to be hard. Oh, yeah, that guy. That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It was hours and hours ago.
Yes, it was.
I was yelling. I don't know if that was really loud. I was literally yelling.
Yeah, that's great.
Zero cars driving by me. They're like, what the fuck?
In Florida, screaming about that you need a snowplow because there's snow everywhere.
And then I'm under 10 feet of snow, nigga.
See, he's able to use racial slurs and doesn't get hung up on.
I didn't.
He hands it.
I said jigga.
Say nigger. It's okay.
Oh.
Whoa.
See, that's what gets me hung up on.
You said the ER. You should say you're a coke dealer and you need someone to, like, you need a snowplow so you can, like, move your coke around. Wink, wink.
I got kilos and kilos of snow. Wink, wink.
I got a lot of snow that I need.
What? I gave Snow White the PLA media pack, and she's listening to everything. She likes the 976 girl interview.
Oh my god!
Oh, actually, yeah, that was a fun one. I liked her. She was fun.
Yeah, I got her phone number. We should call her up.
Yeah, how long ago is it when you interviewed her?
Like 2 years ago. April.
So it probably isn't a valid number anymore.
3-1-7-2-2-3-8-8-9-9 is not available right now. Please.
God.
It's like they act like it's late at night.
Bunch of jerks.
Sissies. It's only 2 a.m. Central.
What's wrong with that lady, dude?
I feel like calling Snow White, but she told me if Brad ever calls me, Brad should call her because she wants to talk to you. But it's 3 o'clock, and I don't know if it's okay if I should call her.
I don't want to talk to her.
Why not? I like her. You like her. We should like her.
She's not as cool as Samantha. You should dump her and, like, go out with Samantha.
Oh, fuck Samantha. Yeah. Samantha is fucking weird.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what you should do.
Don't talk like that.
Oh, whatever, Mr. In Love.
She listens.
Oh, yes.
Huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Wink, wink. Roxy's apparently on it.
Oh, I tried her earlier.
I think she just leaves it on, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm not finding any more snowplows.
Oh, here's a new cell phone number. For Caitlin.
Caitlin, leave a message. No, which one?
No, that's Courtney.
Courtney, I'm saying shit.
Me and Courtney talk a lot.
That's disgusting.
What? Why? I get her to video Skype with me.
Hello.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, who's good?
It's Roy and Matt.
How's the new phone treating it?
Good.
Is it doing good?
Yeah, wait, who is this?
It's Matt Roy.
Does it drop calls as much as the old one?
I think it's better.
Well, it's prettier.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're down to the store. We saw you come in today. You had a really nice butt, and we just wanted to call you and see how you're doing. We saved some numbers, you know. We don't really get paid that much.
That's Gunner. He's the one that stole your damn charger.
I think he would look better in pigtails.
What? He stole my charger?
Yeah, we've been creeping on your Facebook, you know, all day at work because we don't sell enough phones.
Gunner did. He stole your charger.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, well, you know us from the phone store. You don't know us, but we know you.
Uh-huh. All
right. Let's see if I can see. So we save numbers of broads that we think are hot. I know you're a little chunky and probably don't think you are, but you are.
Yeah, because 106 pounds is chunky, right?
Smoke weed every day.
So
I never bought this phone. I got this as a gift.
Oh, that's no excuse.
Who bought it? Was that your mom that bought it? Because she was really hot.
Yeah, that was my mom.
Well, can you put your mom on the phone?
Let me talk to that bitch.
It's okay. We're in the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead. Go get her.
You can trust us. Bitch. You can
she go to bed? Does she go to bed in makeup and like a pink and light gown and pickles over her eyes or shit?
Sketch tape on her.
How old are you guys, honestly?
I'm 14.
What does it matter?
I have a boner.
Like mid-40s. Early 50s, maybe.
I have a boner. Oh, my God.
I'm 87.
You want to take a look at my uncircumcised member?
I'm geriatric. We're just saying what's up, you know? Like, Bobby said that we should call you and bug you, you know? Because he's got a crush on you.
Fucking Bobby.
Don't you know Bobby, dude. He's in, like, your algebra class and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob is a cool name. We were talking about that before. Stop calling him Bob. Call him Rob.
Or Richard. Uh-huh. Or Dick.
This is what you guys do on your Friday night?
No, this is what we do on our Saturday mornings, idiot.
Saturday, bitch.
I'm going to watch cartoons in a couple hours.
You're a dumb fucking cunt. Yeah, wow. Yet you keep fucking.
Your fucking life.
Oh, don't talk
you
like that.
Like, you're the one fucking.
Quick, get a man before your pussy grows together.
I gotta say, she does have good technique, though. She has pretty good technique. Her defensive prank call skills, I'd say I'd give her like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. She's going with the I don't care method.
Yeah, it's a pretty good method. I gotta say, I give her props for the defensive
skills. Not as good as the simple hangout.
Yeah, the don't answer.
You guys gonna call me all fucking night?
Is that okay?
Well, if you want us to, I mean.
If you insist, okay.
Fine. Don't pressure me.
Like, seriously, what the fuck do you want?
We just want to talk.
Well, we're putting your number out on 4chan right now as well.
Your wife?
You heard him.
Look, I'm going hunting tomorrow. I needed some inspiration to kill animals. I wanted to call dumb bitches, get angry so I can get out there, kill a bunch of deer. Pretty simple.
Hey, I have an idea for Valentine's Day. Why don't you and me go hunting? I can shoot a squirrel with my shotgun. I can cut off the tail and give it to you, and you can use it as a bookmark.
Okay.
Really? Oh, God.
Look,
you mean me best friend.
It's simple. I'm going to be watching cartoons soon. I've got the cereal ready. Everything's ready to go. I just wanted to call some dumb bitches to get some motivation. That's all.
Caitlin, what's your favorite cartoon show in the mornings? Like ABC, Fox Kids?
Fuck you.
No. Oh,
Fox
wait.
You.
No. Do you kiss my mother with that mouth?
Yeah, I fucking do.
That's why it's so dirty.
Awesome. So, I was reading the financial. I was reading the financial news the other day. I just saw the New York Times stock has gone down again. I wonder, do you think they're going to go bankrupt or not? I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, written literature has just gone down the tubes. You know, these kids these days, their internets and their different cellular technology things.
And their disco music and their Pac-Man.
Their cocaine and their anal sex and everything. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Caitlin, close your legs. Your vaginal fluids are slowly secreting out. It's disgusting.
How the fuck do you know my name? Like, Jesus Christ.
Because you're posted on the WWW, or as the kids call it, the W3.
Well, Facebook, I mean, is a wonderful thing. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah, and the funny part is, after we hang up, you're going to post on Facebook and be like, OMFG, some guys just prank called me. And we could lol.
Joe or somebody.
I'm going to add you as a friend right now.
Well, we're not Joe, but Joe gave us your number, and he's like, haha, she got a new phone number, yeah, give her problems, so, we're hella stoned and shit, and, like, all that, like, insert, like, lingo that teenagers use here and stuff.
Yeah.
All that.
Joe said you were a funny broad to fuck with.
We got the cheddar and all of that, you know what I mean? And, like, different things that kids say that are, like, teenagers here.
Isn't cheddar, like, slang for coins at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yep.
I don't know, dude. I literally have cheddar cheese. I seriously do.
What's cheddar and dough? Dough is money, and cheese money?
I would really love to listen to you guys chat.
You're going to for an hour, Caitlin. Caitlin,
you should.
Please don't leave us.
Hey, we love you.
I've got some shit to do.
Like
what?
No,
you don't. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. What the fuck do you got to do? You don't even have to talk, all right? Some guy before you in a 905... Just listen to us for half an hour. That's all you have to do. Just shut up, listen to us, and giggle and finger
and
yourself.
Listen to us.
Voices.
Lust after your photographs on Facebook.
What a pushover.
If you hang up, I'm going to suck your boyfriend's dick.
You don't
have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, he's like, dude, this guy, he'll keep it for a year if he says something. If you get a boyfriend in a year, he'll suck that guy's dick. Like,
yeah, you know, I'm like a devil. Like,
I have a boyfriend. Oh no, I don't have a boyfriend.
You got a fuck buddy? Dude, no, you should boyfriend up on that so you can get some money from him and shit.
But yeah, we'll call you off of work at the Old Navy.
Yeah, because like it'll go into the future. It's like selling your the soul of your firstborn son, and you don't have a son. You know, your grandson will be the next, or the great grandson.
Actually,
you know?
let's go ahead and call up and have her quit.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll have one of the broads do it.
Snow plow. Hey, why doesn't snow and plow rhyme?
I don't know.
I mean, snow and blow rhyme.
You tell me.
I don't know.
We need help with this.
I want to know too, so fucking tell me now.
Hey, so yeah, how you doing? What you wearing?
What you thinking about?
What are you thinking about? Are you always like high all the time? You sound like you're high.
How high are you?
She thinks wearing AC/DC shirts is rocking.
Yo, Caitlin.
Yeah,
let's say if I'm really depressed and I want you to kill me, if I gave you a teaspoon, can you like cup out my eyes out of my skull?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Fucking.
Do you hate sleeping alone?
Uh huh.
Do you ever feel like people are watching you?
Caitlin, are you a juggalo or a juggalette?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite ICP album?
Miracles.
It's great.
My favorite ICP album.
Mine's Great Malenko.
I don't really like ICP as much as I like ABK or like Twisted or Dark Lotus.
Hey, Twisted's aren't real juggalos, okay? ICP started it all.
Yeah, but Twisted is their friends.
Fuck it, I don't care.
Are you a fan of Courage the Cowardly Dog?
What? I love Courage the Cowardly Dog.
What's your favorite episode?
Caitlin, what? How much do you weigh?
I told you.
120? Like, 110? No, one time?
She weighs 160. She weighs 160.
One time I put my penis on a scale and it weighs 10 pounds, and that's just without my balls.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah, but you've been injecting silicone into it, you freak.
No, don't tell her.
Oh, why, you're just gonna shock her with this limp, goddamn 10-pound gummy dick?
Dude, did you say 10-pound gummy dick?
Yeah, that's what I have. Well, it's not so gummy. You know, right now it's pretty hard.
It can't get hard with all that silicone.
Wow.
He's always sitting there playing with it flaccid, listening to Avenged Sevenfold, because he's a fag.
Wow, fuck you. Avenged Sevenfold is, like, shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, don't talk about Avenged Sevenfold.
Caitlin, I think I think your sister's a mean fucking mongoloid beast.
Yeah, she's a mongoloid.
It's Joe, isn't it?
I'm not a Joe. What are you talking about? Who's Joe?
Joe, she's gonna be so pissed at you.
Sure, it's Joe. Haha, you'll never figure out who it really is, but it is Joe, really. But
hey,
you won't figure that out.
Roy, for the next movie night, do you want to watch an ICP movie?
Oh, no. I've seen
Big
it once.
Big Money Rustlers?
Enough. Yes.
Oh, God.
They have movies?
Yes.
They just have one movie.
Do they ever?
Someone had a bright idea to make a film about them.
All right.
No,
I think
they had the bright idea to make it about themselves. And it was
Do I really have to sit on the phone for this?
I think she's officially in the club
me.
Now.
Yeah.
There's no gun to your head. There's no gun to your head.
Not
you
yet.
Are hanging on the phone.
Hang
on your
but if you hang up, we'll suck your dick.
What?
If you hang up, we're going to suck your dick.
Yeah, we'll suck your dick. If you let us.
Whatever one's in the household.
If it's okay with you.
The closest one to you right now, we're gonna go do it.
And as long as we can cuddle afterwards.
Yeah.
Cuddling is important.
She deserves her sleep.
Cute. She's one of us now.
Have you had your cigarette today, Caitlin?
What?
Have you had your cigarette today?
I'm about to have one right now.
What do you smoke? Number sevens, what do you smoke?
How come you get so stressed in your sleep?
Pall Mall I don't get stressed in my sleep.
Well, why would you be smoking, like, right now?
Are you sad?
What's your favorite
Twilight
book?
I think working at Old Navy is definitely your style.
What's your favorite Twilight book?
No,
I like Blue Moon.
Old Navy. Why? What's my favorite one?
Twilight book. I like New Moon the best because it really brings out Jacob's character.
Yeah, sure.
Let's start calling new people. Let's have her make a prank call or something.
Okay. Hey, Caitlin. We're calling up Joe's friends who told us to call you, so you can tell them a thing or two.
We got a whole list.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Of course we are.
Joe's a dick, dude. Don't trust
and
that
And a
guy.
Lot of them happen to have snowplows.
But do I actually know you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You definitely are very lucky in life that you're so goddamn cute, because you ain't gonna go far with that fucking head on your shoulder.
How many fingers can you fit inside your vagina?
What the fuck?
It's a reasonable question.
Two, three. If you're four, then you're pretty much a whore. That's the way it goes.
What the fuck? Why do I hear a calling noise?
It's for you.
It's not a calling noise.
For you, it's for you, Caitlin. Yeah. Say hello.
Hey, you're hello? Joe's friend. Do you have a snowplow?
We're calling about the snowplow.
Yeah, I don't have a snowplow.
Not you, bitch. Go ahead, Joe.
Caitlin, come
on.
Whoa. You took it too far, Tombstone.
You're getting on my last nerve, girl. And shit.
Oh.
Me?
Yeah, and I'm really upset right now. That's why I'm drinking this Arnold Palmer iced tea, which we're sponsored by. So we get money when I say that.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking too high and confused for all this.
Please leave your
message
for 4322.
Oh my god, what the fuck is this?
We were calling your friend back.
That's a robot.
Why was your baby in jail?
That was a robot.
My baby?
It's our robot.
Yeah, why was your boy in jail?
Because he's fucking bad kid.
Of course, he's hanging around with
a minor. You know what he did in jail? He sucked dick. He's not going to tell you.
No.
Yeah.
Stop calling people. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's for you. It's for you. It's all right.
Just ask him about the snowplow.
Ask him why it doesn't snowplow.
I like Caitlin. I think her defense has worked well. Like...
Yeah. 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 I think so. To an automatic
voice message system. Nobody likes you guys. 6-7.
Nobody likes us. What?
Yeah. Nobody's answering your guys' phone calls.
Oh, well, it's like 4 in the morning.
Actually, it's midnight.
Oh yeah. Well, it's midnight here. Yeah.
We're talking about in Alaska.
We got a Canadian. We got people all over on this.
What's it like having a cop sister?
Dude, add her on Facebook or something.
I added her.
You did?
Are you going to accept my friend request, Caitlin?
Be our friends.
Caitlin, do you know what urethra sounding is?
No.
It's where you shove your pinky finger down your boyfriend's pee hole.
Oh my god.
Are you into that?
I'm calling about the snowplow.
Who is this witch looking Lindsay Price broad?
Hello?
Hey, Jason.
Who's this?
What about your snowplow?
We're calling about the snowplow.
What?
The snowplow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Some idiot.
Stop being a fucking faggot.
Put the woman on the phone.
What woman?
Oh, you don't have a woman. That's right.
You're gonna die alone.
I got more woman than you.
Which is what? None?
Addies don't count.
I got more women than all of you.
Ouch.
Yeah, we got a woman on the phone here. Where's your woman?
Yeah. You mean more as in a bigger, fatter woman?
You little bitch, who is this?
What are you going to do about it, Joe, or whatever your name is?
Yo, Joe. Joe, if you piss me off, Joe, I'm going to suck your dick if you let me.
We're printing you up on the dot matrix printer.
What are you going to do about it?
Like, Joe, I'm gonna suck your dick.
He's gone.
Whoa.
I was like,
wow.
Put the woman on the phone. You don't have one. What woman?
Motherfucker.
Smoke weed.
You're the best, Caitlin.
Smoke some more weed.
Caitlin, we love you.
Go ahead. Smoke some more weed. Oh, hey, Brad Tucker wanted you to add him if you want to.
Well, he just has to call in.
Brad?
I'll pick up.
I mean, Roy.
We mean Roy Gerbil.
Yeah.
No, but... or Joe, or whatever.
I don't even know a Brad, the one that came on my house earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah, the one that came over earlier.
He got the number off the phone.
I'm a creeper. My name's Brad. I was at your house earlier. I got your number.
And what we did, your phone. What we did, we took your phone and we called our number on it, which had caller ID, and we got your number and we called you back.
Yeah, when you weren't looking, you thought we were smoking weed.
Uh-huh.
We totally
hey, Kaylin,
you.
Do you smoke out of a pipe, a bowl, or a zigzag?
A bong.
Yeah. Water bong?
Bong is the best.
Yeah. No. That's what
a bong
kind
is.
Of-
A bong is a water pipe, dude.
Oh, okay.
Do you know of another kind? I
own water when I'm done.
What other kind?
Tuck it.
Brad, Timmy, James, Tom. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Tucker.
Everybody go to TuckerMike.com. TuckerMike.com for more Tucker Mike.
Thank you. Yes.
This show is brought to you by TuckerMike.com.
Tucker, Tucker, you live on a farm, I hear?
Yeah. A plantation, where sometimes when it gets cold, he burns crosses.
What's the difference? What's the difference between a plantation and a farm?
Well, the fact there used to be slaves there.
The difference is... I live
you reached a text-free texting number. We'll send a text letting them know you called.
All right, what's the difference?
I think it's acreage.
How many acreage do you have?
Presently around 150-ish.
Oh.
Somewhere around there.
So do you make money on that?
Yeah.
Like
that's how the family grows, yeah.
Oh. That's pretty cool. That's actually
okay,
pretty
I'm
sweet.
I'm hanging up now.
Oh, no.
Don't leave us.
Please
stay.
Please.
I love you.
Caitlin, you're going to talk about this for years.
Talk about what for years?
Like, how we called you and some creepy guy peed on the phone.
Hold on. We're peeing.
We're peeing together.
Oh,
just
no.
Don't cross the stream.
Don't cross the stream.
Sword fight.
Oh, you guys are so silly.
What's up, Spot?
I'm almost done. Wait.
Sword fight.
I'm almost done. I'm wiggling the last strip out.
Whoops, I sure did.
Thought it was. Okay, bye now.
No,
hold on.
We love you.
God bless. We'll call you later.
We're calling your mom. Calling your mom right now.
Yeah. We'll just talk to your mom instead of you. See you later. Bye.
You're the home person.
Hello?
Hey.
You're a cunt.
Who's a cunt?
Hello?
Hey,
you're a cunt.
Rachel?
Snowplow.
Rachel? Rachel?
Why are you such a cunt? Hello?
Rachel, stop.
Who is this?
You know, she's been sleeping with your man for months.
I'm John.
You got shit in your ears, you stupid
Rachel,
cunt.
Rachel, my name is John. I'm lonely, and I was wondering if you're a fan of female circumcision, because I'm not.
Lose my number.
No.
Can you put the man on the phone?
That's impossible in this digital age.
You got a man in the house we can talk to. We got a snowplow to talk about.
We got to talk about man things.
Are you a fan of female circumcision?
What?
Tucker Mike, what do you think of female circumcision?
Don't do it.
She's gone.
I think it makes it look better.
Love your body. And
I do like watching effort videos of the Africans getting it done too, and they're screaming.
What is it? What is it?
They cut
the
labia.
They cut the clit off so they can't have any fun.
Right,
because they're only supposed to be baby making machines.
Yes.
Weird.
That's what they do to stones. So you're wrong.
It looks better though.
It takes the pleasure away.
It doesn't look any different, dude. You have to, like, open it up.
Yeah.
You're 12.
I like opening it up. I open it up with my thumb and my index finger, and I spread it. And I stick my tongue in there, and I go,
yeah. I saw your sex video, dude.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Oh, really?
No. You haven't seen it, Tucker? It's pretty awesome. Send it to him.
What were you?
He'll post it on TuckerMike.com.
No.
I'll send it to him.
To me in the chat here.
Is it on RedTube yet or anything?
No, please don't.
Oh,
do it.
Yeah, I've got it quite a few places.
Yo, Matt, that's not funny.
Why would you care?
What do you think I was going to do?
So, Speaking of the Juggalos, my friend client that I do album covers for, he has a Juggalo fan base, Muck Sticky, and they're always asking me for things, interviews, and I know nothing about the culture at all.
Okay, if you want to be friends with them, have a bunch of hatchets. Just wave them from the
Okay. Here's one. What's a hatchet about?
I have no idea.
They like hatchets and they like Vega.
Well, they like killing people, and they use hatchets to kill people.
Get lots of Sharpie markers and baby powder and put that all over your face.
Yeah, but like, what's the significance? What does it do for them?
Their little logo is the hatchet pin.
Yeah,
basically, just be really depressed
and fat. And
let's talk about death
and throw your
like only them.
That's not what they like us for, though. But I mean, it's just there's a percentage of his fans is that sort of thing, and it just I'm baffles me. It baffles me a bit. I wondered about what the significance of the axe thing was.
It's their little. It's the little like a Psychopathic Records logo is a guy with a hatchet.
Okay.
And they all suck. This is a talentless group.
I'm not gonna say that to her face though, but yeah.
I don't play
song. Fuck the world.
It's all just unlistenable. Drag. That, yeah, exactly.
I got thrown out of their extreme wrestling up in Minnesota for pouring beer.
You got thrown out at an ICB concert?
Yeah, like how bad is that? I was pouring beer onto the crowd from the balcony.
How's that?
And then I snuck in a back door and kicked a whole bunch of windows out, and security caught me. And I was like, hey, I'll pay for it. And I got a couple $100, so I'll just give it to you, and you didn't see me, right? And he's like, all right. And I looked in my wallet, but I drank it all away, so I just pushed him down the stairs and ran off.
That's great.
Well, hey, what'd you think? This music was about anger and stuff?
Mm-hmm. It's all of illusions.
How bad is this mic? Does it sound okay?
Yeah,
it sounds
fine.
It sounds okay. I kind of tell a difference.
Good.
You fucked if I know what is a juggalo.
What the fuck is a juggalo? People like ice.
Oh, God. It's like a male prostitute.
It's heads of Insane Clean Punk in that.
It's the shittiest band ever. Worst fucking music.
Like, if The Room was a song, it'd be a Juggalo song.
It's becoming some subculture, but the Deadheads work.
Yeah, well, there's like 100 other subcultures that are way bigger than that shit, dude.
Well, they do. They do. The gathering they do in Illinois is pretty fucking huge that they do once a year.
Magic the Gathering?
Yeah. I'm not trying to hate on them.
Yeah. I mean, they're such easy targets. It's like, it just sucks and fucking, like,
Don't you think last year or so did they really kind of sneak up on everybody and go, what the fuck is this?
I mean, if you like Hot Topic, you know?
Yeah.
Is this ICP?
Yeah, still bust a nut in your macaroni.
It's like Beastie Boys without the rapping.
Nope, they're rappers.
It's like poetry without the words. It's like a movie without the images.
How many listeners we got, Mr. Carter?
Just some prank calls.
Six.
Awesome. The same six have stuck with us all night then, huh?
Brad has like five computers, by the way. There's always at least five people. So.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, I open it up on my phone.
That's how you buff the numbers.
Yep.
Let's call
yep.
Mr. Spessa.
Is that how we got 20 the other night? Or last night?
Yeah. Yeah,
let's
pretty
call,
much.
Let's call up Spessa. Let's call up Spessa.
You know you can buy YouTube views? You can buy like a million views.
I didn't know that.
They have these this company like in China. They literally just click on the link over and over and over again. They don't have like
kind of like gold farmers.
They got some exactly. generator that they can make the server visit the computer.
Well, no, it's and probably just fucking. It's cheaper just to get a goddamn.
It's expensive. It takes like 6 hours though because they have to change the IP and stuff.
If you're listing a million listeners, that a lot of money because every 50 you get, you're paying up. The skill there to get a server account.
Dude, really? Like being a partner doesn't pay very much.
Hey,
I don't
Tucker.
Think,
what? Tucker, are you into urethra sounding?
What's the way?
It's what, where you what? Shove like a metal
it's
rod.
A finger in your dick hole. Yeah, there you go.
No, why? Why would I do that? That sounds stupid. That's
bring what up. All the juggalos do, man.
That's See, that's beyond me.
It's all about like transcending
figure out a new thing today. No, that's the sensory deprivation thing.
Like, make sure you don't do coke or like you know, make sure you cut your pinky nail and put it.
No, coke can make it numb, so it'd be better.
Is this a snowplow?
Mm-mm. Leslie. Oh. Her name is
Leslie.
Leslie.
Nielsen?
Pauline.
Hello? Hello?
Let's Hi, it's Leslie.
Who is it?
You want to fuck with Colleen really bad? Let's do it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message. To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1.
Whoops. What was that?
We're trying not to do that anymore.
I don't know. What was that?
Yeah.
I was trying to hang up, but I hit the digits.
They had a really weird message on their machine, didn't they?
And now I'm going to hit more digits and accidentally leave a voicemail.
I hit pound because it skips the message, and then it went, I don't know. I guess, I don't know what happened.
Brad, what is your opinion on urethra sounding?
Jesus, really?
Can we call Snow White and ask her what she thinks?
Yes, yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
I have her number.
Call Snow White.
Does she do that to you?
No, let's not do talk about this.
Yeah, let's call her.
I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't bring it up. Forget it. Let's let it go, Matt. Matt
just mentioned earlier she wanted to be called.
Just let it go.
Brad, you got her number anyway, right?
Yeah, let's call her up.
No.
Yeah. Just do it.
Brad, if you do that, I'm going to fucking call your kid's school.
You don't know his kid's school number.
Oh, trust me, I do.
Okay, what's the name of the school?
I'll call up Colleen and tell them what you're doing.
What if I go visit Brad, is there anything you want me to take from his house, Tombstone? Like
his pubic hair? Cut it off when he's sleeping. Or anything? His underwear, dirty. Dirty underwear.
Brad, are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And like, clippings of his hair and all his children's hair.
I want to hang out.
I can make voodoo dolls out of them.
I don't know. I'm going to go to Portland sometime. Soon-ish. Not sure when.
Portland has a cool bridge. I've seen it on TV.
I don't know.
It's really foggy there.
I went over it. I didn't really
It'd
know.
Be great to watch some freight cars go over it and count them.
I don't know why that's offensive. It's just... Honestly, Matt and I were talking earlier. We're like, we miss Tombstone. Matt's like, I kind of miss that guy.
You sounded so sad when we talked to you earlier.
Yeah, we felt bad.
With my whole coat hanger thing.
Brad, you want me to post you a shit ton of numbers?
I don't know if I can go on with this much longer.
How about a couple?
A couple.
Leave us on there. I mean, Gunnar and Matt will talk.
Okay.
Two to listen.
And Tuck.
I'll come back soon. I'm just going to go eat some stuff.
I'm about to end it all.
Hey, Brad.
Huh.
Ooh,
how does it feel like
solution.
Being circumcised? Huh? Like, would you ever want not to be circumcised?
Huh? Yeah, I would love to not be.